You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place, where we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Good morning, No Finish Line Nation. I'm hoping that everybody's beginning of July 24th, 2017 is the best beginning that you've ever had and ever will have. We only get one of them, so let's go make it great. You know, yesterday I was sitting there thinking to myself what my topic would be today for Coffee Talk. And sometimes it's a little harder and a lot of times it's a little easier. But one of the things that I noticed is I was sitting there scrolling through my Twitter feed, and I wrote about this on the Coffee Talk on Connect and on the blog. One of the things that I noticed is that as I was scrolling through my Twitter feed, I saw on there a tweet by somebody that I had come across, one of the more inspirational tweeters that are out there. And this is what it said. I'm going to read it to you real quick, and I want you to think about this, okay? The tweet says, "Don't mention a person's past mistakes when they are trying to change. That's like throwing rocks at them while they climb a mountain." I thought that was pretty profound when I saw that because it got me thinking. You know, I'm sitting here thinking to myself, you know, over the last year to year and a half, my family, we moved to the Scarborough, Maine area, and we were living in the Falmouth, Maine area. And then before that, we were up in the Bangor area. So we've lived all around the state of Maine. And each one of the moves that we had gone through, we had to go through change. And we had to really step outside of our comfort zone to be able to do so. So we moved from up to Bangor down to Falmouth, and then from Falmouth over to Scarborough, each time changing my son's school system, changing our network of friends, changing a lot of dynamics, neighborhoods. We lived in an apartment for a while because we wanted to rebuild our credit and our financial situation before we were able to buy a house, all kinds of different things that were going on. So I knew that that was one of the big things that we had to do is we had to make changes to bring changes to our life, to make things for the better. Now, one of the things that I did on each one of the places that I've stopped in my career, I'm a military man, so I was stationed in different places. I also grew up a military brat, so I lived all kinds of places in my life. And each one of the different times that we went to different places, each place had a special place in my heart wherever we would go. And I would learn stuff from them. So I'd learn stuff from friends when I was in school or elementary or high school, and then we'd move again and go somewhere else and make new sets of friends and meet new people. And I would make new decisions, sometimes good, sometimes bad, sometimes indifferent. And then I would join the military and I would do the same exact thing. We'd move all kinds of different places. We'd travel around the world. We see all kinds of different countries, states, all kinds of different things that were going on. And each one of those things that were going on in my life were part of my journey. Every single step along the way. So some of the things that I noticed on that is that past isn't necessarily a bad thing, even if the result of whatever your past was might have been a bad result at the time. But bad results sometimes treats you and trains you how to be a better person. So what happens is a lot of times we have two different camps that people fall into, and I wrote about this on the blog. You got one camp over here that says, I don't even want to think about the past. I've been through a lot in my life. I went through turmoil, went through abuse or different things like that. And then we'll shut down their past to be able to say, I'm not talking about that. We're moving on. I don't even want to touch that right now because I'm on a health journey now and I'm doing the things that I want to do to be a better person. And the other camp that people will fall into on the other side of the extreme is the people that will embrace their past, learn from their past, and use it as a motivating factor towards being successful today in what we're doing. So for instance, somebody was told, there was a recent article actually, it's funny, I was watching New England sports, and the wide receiver for the New England Patriots is Julian Edelman. And of course, one of the better receivers in the league, one of Tom Brady's right-hand guys that he throws to, and he bails him out of lots of situations. He's just tough as nails, the guy is. Made one of the most amazing catches in the Super Bowl last year against the Falcons. Well, his teacher back in the day when he found out that Julian Edelman was, or I think it was she found out that Julian Edelman wanted to be a football player in the NFL. She shut him down. She said, no, blah, blah, blah. You can't do that. What are you doing? You need to go back to school. Coming from a good place, it wasn't necessarily a bad place, but it was funny because she just recently came out on a newspaper or a news article and said that she said that to him. And she actually regrets saying that because she felt like she was trying to squash the dream of a young person, and it ended up coming true. And now he makes millions of dollars and is one of the best receivers in the National Football League. So I digress with that. But here's the thing. We go through things in our lives where we either hear something that was going on, and that second camp that I was just talking about are the people that use those things to be able to motivate them to being the best. So maybe he took a situation like that teacher telling him that, and he ran with that. And he worked his tail off and did everything he had to do to be able to make sure that he was going to get into the NFL. So that's the other camp. The other camp is the embracers, the motivated ones, the ones that take a look at the past and say, I'm going to learn from my mistakes. I'm going to learn from what's happened to me, and I'm not going to play victim. I am going to play victorious, right? So you got two different types of camp, and then sometimes you have the ones that are right in the middle, and they're not necessarily on one side or the other. I share that because it'd be really good if you were to take a look at what camp you fall into. How do you look at your past? How do you look at what's going on in your past journey or in your life, good, bad, or indifferent? And how do you use that for motivating yourself to moving forward? Are you a learner? Are you somebody that take a look at your past and say, I've been through a lot of bad breakups, a lot of bad situations going on, or whatever, in general, all kinds of different situations. And are you somebody that learns from your past and says, I'm going to use that as a fuel or use that as a learning experience to be able to move forward? Or are you on the part of that first camp that says, I really don't want to talk about it. I don't even want to discuss it. I'm not even going to use it. A new chapter, clean slate, boom, move on. And that's the direction we're going to go in. And the reason I share that is because if you can take a look to see who you are as a person and how you respond to things and how you look at your past, you can really start to prepare yourself for how you're going to be responding to things in the future. If you are somebody that uses the learning aspect of it, then great. You've got things you can write down to really jot down specific behavioral things or notes that you can specifically say, this is what I was thinking, this is where I was at with it, I can use this when I move forward, or if something like this happens again, I'm armed and I'm ready. And if you are somebody that shuts it down, that's not saying that that's a bad thing, but if you suppress those thoughts or suppress those feelings of things that you might have fallen or failed at in the past, and you don't want to talk about it or just move on and say, I'm just going to be better now, well, the situation with that is, you at least know what kind of person you are, and you know what your qualities are or the characteristics that you have when things happen. So that'll also prepare you behaviorally wise. If you are really looking at the fact that you don't want to make mistakes and you don't have to look back on those mistakes, then that'll help be a driving force for you not to make mistakes. And I know it's kind of really high level stuff, and I was really looking at that tweet that was on there. And it really just got me thinking because I wanted to be able to take a look at myself. Because at one time in my life, I was a person that liked to shut it down and move on. Because I was a person that, although, like I said, when we were in the military and we were traveling around, I made new friends and new people. But a lot of times I didn't learn from my mistakes when it came to finances or just being young and dumb and getting in trouble and those kind of things. I really learned to redefine who I was as a person that used my past as a learning experience and started to use my past as a catalyst towards how to be better today. I wouldn't be on a podcast right now. I wouldn't be doing videos. I wouldn't be doing any of this if it wasn't for some of the failures or mistakes that I made in the past. I used to be petrified of getting in front of people and talking, or even listening to my own voice on the radio. I did a small radio show when I was in the military that was we used to play music for a lot of the troops. So the Marines and some of the Navy guys that were on the ships away from home, we would take requests and I would do a show. And me and a buddy of mine on the Armed Forces radio would do a radio show a few hours a day. We'd go over there, play music, and then talk. And then I would hear my playback and I would just like literally tear myself apart. I just didn't like the way I sounded. I didn't like the way things happened. And I just wanted to forget all about it. But when the opportunity came around that I was able to get in front of a microphone again and talk about things that I love and not be as critical as I was before, there's my learning piece. I learned that in my past, I used to be so critical and beat myself down. And now I just put myself out there. Why not? You only live once, right? And if it's something that I love to do when I'm talking on podcasts or I'm talking on videos or I'm pointing to you guys right there, the thing is, I love it. I love everything about it now because I've learned to embrace it. Where before I would have said, I'm critical of this. I don't think you sound very good. I think that you're, you sound either whiny or lots of little fillers that you're putting in there. Not great stuff. You're not really doing a great job. What I learned from my past is stop being so damn critical of the things that you're doing and start to fulfill some of your dreams and do the things that you want to do. Stop holding yourself back. That's some of my learning from my past. Now, I used to be a person that really didn't look at the failures of my past because I didn't care to. But as I've gotten older, I've learned that I need to take a look at what I've done in the past to be able to help me with things in the future. Who knows where this whole podcast thing will go? Who knows where the video thing will go? Who knows where the blogging thing will go? It seems that people are inspired by some of the things that I might put out there or my own journey that I talk about and have conversations with you about, but I wouldn't have ever done it or put myself out there if I didn't take a look at some of the things that I'd done in the past and challenge myself to be different in the future, okay? Take a look at that today. First, pick out who you are. What kind of person are you when you're looking at the past experiences that you've had? If you're a person that is the quiet, shutdown person that doesn't really want to talk about the past because it's, you know, painful or failures have happened, that's okay. At least you know who you are. And that way you can use it as a motivating factor of today to be successful so that you don't have to look back on pain or of failures because you don't like doing that. If you're the person that reflects on it and really digs in and dives into what your past looked like and what you can learn from it, that is great too. That way you can now know what you do and how you are able to process through things. Write those things down now. I learned from that situation. This is what I learned about myself. This is what I was going to do. And use those things as guidelines and things to be able to know how to be able to attack something in the future. It really helped me when I was thinking about that last night and in my overall journey of what our past can do for us. And I also know, I get it. You're going to have situations where people are, they've been through abuse or been through really bad situations. And I get it. I do. I really do. And sometimes those things aren't really good to open up and address. And that's not really what I'm talking about here, though. I talk about more of the successes and the failures of our past, such as health-related journeys or weight-related journeys or professional-related journeys and those kind of things. This is more of the area that I'm talking about, but I know I will get some feedback from people saying that, well, certain things are not good to conjure up or think about. And absolutely, I'm more so talking about what's your skill set and behavioral aspect of what you do with things that have happened to be able to move forward. I just hope that everybody has a moment just to reflect a little bit, use some of those things that you've done in the past to be able to help you in whatever dreams that you want to be able to accomplish in the future. Goals, aspirations, all those things. Thank you again for all of the great feedback that I keep getting through email, through texting, through NFLN and everything. It's just been a great ride so far. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope that you enjoyed my thoughts around using the past for preparing for the future. And yeah, let's go ahead and go get it. We'll be right back. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Liquid Shano 1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.